This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us. Nancy Levin is here as well. It's nice to have you with us, folks, as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 16th of November, 2013. Well, the Department of Homeland Security is ratcheting up the fear level, as they always do. They're in the process right now of touring the country and holding active shooter drills everywhere they go. The DHS website says the Department of Homeland Security aims to enhance preparedness through a whole community approach by providing training products and resources to a broad range of stakeholders on issues such as active shooter awareness, incident response, and workplace violence. In many cases, there is often no pattern or method to the selection of victims by an active shooter, and these situations are, by their very nature, unpredictable and evolve quickly. DHS offers free courses, materials, and workshops to better prepare you to deal with an active shooter situation and raise awareness on behaviors that represent pre-incident indicators and characteristics of active shooters. Blah, 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 blah. So they're going around the country, all over the place. WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky, reported that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is touring the country talking to emergency responders about how they can best react to mass shootings and mass casualty situations. U.S. Homeland Security instructor Jonathan Richardson told a group of at the University of Louisville, he says, now you can have 1,400 people in a movie theater trying to egress out when law enforcement is trying to get in and get target on the bad guy. Have you thought about the that in, at your location? And they go on from there, but they say throughout Kentuckiana, law enforcement has increased active shooter simulations, now engaging more of the stakeholders. It follows Sandy Hook, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the Washington Navy Yard shooting in all in less than a year. Every single one of these situations, listeners, a false flag operation. The active shooter, there's, you know, let's take Sandy Hook, for instance. Look at what's going on. We got an entire section on the website at governamerica.com devoted to Sandy Hook. And when you look at that and see the cover-up that's going on right now, the bulldozing of the site we talked about, what was it, last week or the week before? I don't know. It seems like the weeks just kind of run together. But it the Freedom of Information Act requests that they have denied, the stonewalling, the blocking of public information into that whole thing is just astounding. And Boston Marathon bombing, where do we start with that one? I mean, everything from the beginning to the end of that smelled to high heaven. I mean, that whole thing was an operation from the get-go. And the Washington Navy Yard shooting, well, we have some more information about that as well. Apparently, the guy who was the perpetrator of that has come out and said that he was under mind control. He said he was hearing voices in his head, and he says it was the government that was doing it. Well, the guy was crazy. He's liable to say anything. Listen, that goes right along with everything that we have been saying all along, listeners, that these shooters you know, CIA, MK Ultra. You people, if you doubt this stuff, you need to go look it up. Because the CIA has had a long history of tampering with people's minds, manipulating people's heads. And you think that that stuff has stopped back in the 60s? I think you better think again. Anyway, Nancy Levance is here as well. Nancy, I don't know what's on your mind. I just got on my little soapbox there, but
good morning. Well, now, I'm just sitting here astounded listening to you because I'm reading about Bill Gates, the richest man in America, backing the Washington Initiative, not the American People's Initiative, mind you, Washington's initiative to stop private gun sales.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And I actually put a little sarcastic note to next to that headline, which says the 0.01% controlling everyone else, including his personally purchased representative government. Yeah, this whole thing, I mean, they are, you know, they don't have the nerve to even attempt to try to eviscerate the Second Amendment. And so, you know, they'll just go around shooting up the country instead. And then
right.
Get Billy Gates to back them up.
Well, we know with the Boston thing, you know, they had live actors there, hired actors and actresses. And so it became very difficult to know for the people that were involved in that situation what was real and what wasn't real. And this goes back to some comments that we were talking about before, Nancy, that it seems like to me that there is a blurring of reality.
Exactly.
A blurring of fact and fiction today that is playing out before us that's just remarkable to see and behold.
It's theater.
It's real life theater. You know?
Yes.
James Tracy at Global Research says, with the school year now underway, a flurry of federally coordinated active shooter drills are taking place across the country. The exercises are a part of a broader program the FBI is carrying out as a result of an Obama directive. Yeah, you remember those directives? You know, dictatorship? Anyway, they're following the December 2012 Newtown School Massacre. The FBI has teamed up with an existing active shooter program, Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training, or ALERT, begun in Texas after the 1999 Columbine High School shootings and funded in part by the U.S. Department of Justice. Keep in mind, every single one of these shooters, it seems like, almost without exception, also are on SSRIs, these mind-altering psychotropic drugs. And does the media ever talk about any of this? You bet your life they don't. The FBI sent roughly 100 tactical instructors to ALERT training and then placed them throughout the U.S. to oversee mock terror exercises with local law enforcement agencies. Now, skipping down here, they say since these exercises are designed to be as realistic as possible, students, school personnel, and the broader public may be unsuspectingly caught up in the contrived terror. Unable to distinguish whether the actors, quote unquote, alongside the accompanying gunfire and explosions are real or fake. This important.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider what we're saying here. You're talking about your government, government, your representatives putting on terror shows.
That's right.
To manipulate you into giving up gun rights.
Where the people are caught off guard and they can't distinguish between whether the actors are real or whether they're not real.
Yeah.
And the thing that keeps coming to my mind is that incident, I forget which city it was, but where they actually came into the school, they actually started popping off rounds, or at least they were shells, I guess. But the people, the administrators were there, and the kids weren't there at the time. But the administrators were having some sort of meeting, some faculty meeting or something, and they started popping off these shells, and these people involved in this didn't even know if it was a real shooter or not until after the event. And then there was an incident on a school bus where the bus was hijacked, and the children didn't know until after the event whether the thing was real or not. So this is all this stuff, folks, is the Department of Homeland Security terrorizing the nation.
Yep.
And that's what they do, ratcheting up the fear factor all the time. Because fear, folks, when you're in a state of fear, you're not thinking logically. And every single one of these situations, you were good. You really did real well to connect the dots with gun control, Nancy, because the best preparation would be to arm the civilians, arm the people who could potentially face these types of situations. Oh, but we can't have that because the model of Homeland Security is live in fear and lay down and be a good victim. All right, we got to take the first break already. We're going to hit the ground running again when we come back in a few minutes. This is Govern America.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Down pretty soon. tear your playhouse down.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And starting in the second hour today, we're going to be bringing up Chuck Kappas. He's the author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, and we're going to be talking about the government shutdown that happened and the one that's coming up in February, because all they ever do, it seems like anymore, is kick the can further down the road and continue to quantitatively squeeze us with the constant money printing, which cannot continue forever, folks. Eventually these chickens are going to come home to roost, but we're going to get into that a little bit more starting in the second hour with Chuck Kappas. Anyway, continuing on here, we were talking a little bit about this active shooting exercises that the Department of Homeland Security is engaged in around the country. I don't want to spend too much time on this, Nancy, but I do think it's important. And, you know, I came across the information, and for some reason I had missed this when it first came out a couple of months ago. It seems like with everything that's going on, it's hard to keep track of everything that's going on. But apparently the Navy Yard shooter came out and said that he was under government mind control, and that's what actually drove him to go off and do what he did. He was hearing these voices in his head, and basically, now folks, imagine this. Well, let me just share with you what they say in Time magazine about this. The gunman in this month's bloody rampage, and of course that was back in September, at the Washington Navy Yard, claims that attempts at government mind control drove him to the crime. The FBI on Wednesday released notes retrieved from the shooter, Aaron Alexis, providing a window into a paranoid mind that felt under siege by low-frequency Navy-developed electromagnetic waves. Quote, "Ultra-low-frequency attack is what I've been subject to for the last 3 months," he said. And to be perfectly honest, that is what has driven me to this, Alexis wrote before killing 12 and dying himself in a shootout with authorities, according to the FBI. And, of course, 13 people, folks. 13. Messages found scrawled on the side of the Navy contractor's Remington 870 sawed-off shotgun read, "End to the torment. Not what y'all say. Better off this way." So anyway, I just thought that's worthy of pointing out, because I don't think we've really talked about that on this program. Maybe other programs have. I don't know. I'm sure they probably have. But, you know, it just kind of goes to confirm, Nancy, what we've been saying here all along.
Yeah, exactly.
These shooters are under mind control. And here's one who came out and said, "Hey, the government did this to me. This is why I'm doing this. I'm under mind control." And you can dismiss that and say, well, the guy was just nuts. He was just crazy. And many people, most will. But, folks, it's real.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real. And at the time that they're holding these shooting drills, these things, at the same time, as Nancy pointed out, they're trying to take away your gun rights because they want to make you a good victim. Even 3D plastic guns,
yep.
You know, made with 3D printers, they're trying to take those away on national security grounds.
Yeah, thank you, Eric Holder, who's, you know, they're trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his baby.
Eric Holder. And, you know, all this going on, Nancy, when we had communist Chinese troops on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
You know, here we're worried about national security. Okay, we're going to take away people's guns in the name of national security. And we have communist Chinese troops being welcomed into Hawaii right now. We have cities being built in the United States right now, probably about 40 minutes from where we sit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sino-Michigan Properties, LLC, bought land, I think it was like 200 acres, for a Chinese cities so that they can buy more of your businesses and set up shop here in the United States. And this isn't just Michigan. It's, you know, Idaho and probably, I'm sure, all across the country this is going on.
And, you know, building housing communities for all of the Chinese-owned business people Yep.
Absolutely. Alex Newman of the New American writes, following a recent uproar surrounding the Obama administration's hosting of Russian airborne terror troops for joint drills with U.S. military forces in Colorado, outrage is growing about the latest scandal involving foreign forces on American soil. This week, reportedly for the first time ever, soldiers for the mass-murdering Communist Party regime ruling mainland China have been working on disaster management. Oh boy! With American troops on U.S. soil, supposedly for humanitarian purposes. Isn't that special? Western analysts and commentators expressed alarm over the developments, but the ruthless dictatorship in Beijing touted the scheme widely across propaganda organs. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, which recently announced broad cooperation with Russian authorities, hey, you remember that? Is also involved in the joint drills between America and Chinese forces. According to officials and news reports, the exercises currently underway in Hawaii began on November 12th and will run for 2 days. So apparently it's over now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Among other elements, the communist regime's Ministry of Defense was cited in Beijing propaganda outlets as saying that the major subjects would include weapon demonstration, technique exchange, and cooperative action. This is just insane.
Now ask ourselves, who is the enemy? And what disasters are they anticipating that Russian and Chinese soldiers would come over here to help?
Yeah, well, I don't even hardly want to think about it. I mean, folks, this is just absolute lunacy to be inviting the communist Chinese in here. You know, we got the Massachusetts politician wanting to go door to door and do home searches to take guns out to enforce a gun law there.
Yeah,
the American
who's
people,
the enemy, exactly.
The American people are being disarmed. Okay. They're doing the best they can to chip away at your gun rights and victimize you while they're inviting foreign militaries in to do war games on your soil, which historically have been completely at odds with the principles of freedom and what this country stands for. So, if this doesn't wake you up, people, I think we have a nation of zombies. You know, and these scumbag creeps in these businesses that think, oh, well, you're just racist because you're bashing the communist Chinese. Folks, if you sell your countrymen out and your future generations out, your posterity out for nothing but profits for your businesses, then you deserve everything you've got coming to you when the time comes. But I can tell you right now, your children don't deserve it. I got to take the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. Governed America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America. www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, give your information out.
Nancy@governamerica.com.
All right, and check out her writings, A Womanly Wisdom, and that's up on the website as well. And lots of things going up on the website all the time. Every single day, folks, there's fresh information going there. We're growing by leaps and bounds, hundreds of thousands of hits and page views and all that. So check it out and see what the fuss is about. Well, I don't know if there's any fuss, but anyway, check it out and go through the information. And we try to make it a research and news educational resource for those of you out there who really want to know what's going on. And so we scour and dig and try to find the best information, and I can guarantee you a lot of time goes into it. Right, Nancy?
Oh, it really does, ladies and gentlemen. We spend, I can't tell you how many hours a week that we spend. It's really a labor of love. That's for me and Darren. We love our website. We absolutely love coming on and being with you every Saturday. We've done this for, we're getting close to a decade. And it is a labor of love, Darren, it is.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It certainly is a labor of love. And so,
anyway, because we love our country, and that's the whole thing.
Exactly.
You know, our country has become
of our country.
That's right, and our people. You know, there tends to be this this tendency among even patriot folks to blame the victims, to blame the people. Well, you know, these stupid Americans. But how can you blame these stupid Americans if they haven't been told, if they haven't been given proper information? You know, one thing that really gratifies me is the fact that CNN is tanking in the ratings. Now, I keep waiting for the day that Fox News follows suit. But CNN is going belly up, folks. And as a matter of fact, I just confirmed they are in the process right now, according to Breitbart, they're in the process of abandoning their news operations, largely. They're not going to be, very soon, a 24-hour news network. And why is that? Well, I think it's because people are learning that they can't trust the most trusted name in news. You know, and so, anyway, as our ratings swell in the Patriot community and the truth media.
Yes.
The mainstream lying scumbag media is withering on the vine. And that's a good thing. We're winning the information war, people. So, anyway.
Well, and the other thing, too, Darren, and it's really important to say, the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, we have been proven right on the money. No one can say it isn't so anymore. People are realizing, and I also want to say that, you know, Darren and I do not hate the people who are Democrats. We do not hate the people who are Republicans. We love the people of this country. What we have is Darren and I understand very well the divide and conquer that the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership has very, very masterfully orchestrated. But, you know, the people of this country have been manipulated, and we understand that. And, you know, we don't hate you because you're a Democrat or a Republican or anything else. I just saw and I posted that a socialist just got elected to a city council in Seattle. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're an American, you're allowed to have your own opinions about things. That's the beauty of this country. Now, what we can see, however, is that the people up top are working diligently to take our rights to our opinions away. We can't have that. We cannot have that.
No, you're right. We don't hate people for holding an opinion. However, if you call yourself a Democrat or you call yourself a Republican, to me, that's a sign that you're still conned. Because what you've got to realize, people, is that they're all working for the same team.
Yeah.
And that isn't your team. Okay?
No.
So that's the first thing that we, you know, and you'd think that as far down the road in this thing as we are, that people would realize that by now. But I come across people all the time that still, well, you know, my party isn't doing what I want it to do. I'm like, hey, they're having a party, but you're not a part of it. You're not invited to their party. Okay?
Exactly.
You have no party. Wake up and realize the joke's on you.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to fund the party. You get to pay for it through the nose until it hurts. And then you keep paying more and more and more and more. But guess what? You're not invited to the party.
Yeah, that's right.
As they clink those glasses together and do their little toasts, you're the one that's being toasted. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That's
toasted,
exactly
well,
right.
Not just toasted, but roasted. All right, I'll get off that. Homeland
Stolen
Security.
From.
Back
you're
to the,
losing
back.
Your rights, you're losing your money, you're losing your jobs, you're losing your freedom.
There are 500 military vehicles going out to agencies across the country right now.
Military tanks. They're in tanks.
Yeah, yeah. This little nugget of information came out of WLTX, a local news station, not CNN. They say Columbia, South Carolina is where the station's based, and their police department, they say, has added a new set of wheels to its fleet. It's a new armored vehicle. It's made It made its debut in the Columbia Veterans Day Parade. How appropriate is that, huh?
Yeah, it was probably made in China.
I don't know. Well, it's made by the military-industrial complex. We know that. Hey, yeah, big profits. Anyway, they debuted this thing at the Columbia Veterans Day Parade. It is an MRAP, or Mine Resistant Ambush Protected Vehicle. Now, why does a local news police department, why does a local police department need a mine resistant ambush protected vehicle, listeners? Why is that? Police says, and that's how it's worded here, it can help protect officers and the public during dangerous situations. How dangerous can it get in an urban area? Well, apparently they're thinking pretty bad. The unit comes from Fort Bragg as a military surplus item to be used for civilian use. SWAT Commander Captain E.M. Marsh says it was valued at $658,000. He says the department is involved in the military's 1033 program that allowed them to get the military vehicle for free. How special. Homeland Security funding these things for free. Marsh says the vehicle was outfitted for the department with free services from Summit Peen and Body and work from the SWAT team.
Now, to be used for civilian purposes.
Yeah, civilian
or, in
use.
Other words, against civilians.
See, here's the thing, people. We're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. We're just a bunch of lunatics. We're just a bunch of nutcases when we say the government's out to get you and martial law is coming to America. I got news for you. They're planning for it every step of the way.
Yep.
They would not be arming our local police agencies with military equipment like this. And they end this article by saying this SWAT, This Marsh guy, whoever it is, he says
equipment.
500 similar vehicles went to agencies across the country. This is big news. And this is just one story. How many other agencies, how many other incidents are there of hundreds of military vehicles going to places all across the country? And you don't think they're planning for something? And you don't think with all these ammo purchases the DHS has done that something's up? You better wake up, people.
Yeah, right.
And I know most of you know this stuff. I know I broadcast for those that don't know. Okay? And this is the thing. It's our purpose to wake people up in America. Now, the FBI is claiming they're under cyber attack. And you know, they're claiming that, oh, yeah, the cybersecurity thing is a real big deal. We just got out of the cybersecurity GridX drill. Thank God nothing happened there in terms of things going live. But, you know, because we dodged a bullet, folks, don't think that at some point they could very well take down the grid. So
yeah, the drills and the tanks are for something, people.
That's right. That's right. And that would provide perfect cover, by the way, for their financial maneuverings, wouldn't it? All right, I'll tell you what. They'd love nothing better than to blame a foreign country for an economic collapse, which would get them off the hook for their criminal activities for many, many decades. Actually, the last 100 years, if truth be told. All right, we got to take the break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Take it by your silence. I'm free to walk out. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you don't think I'll be back for more. Try to think of a world where you could stay and safe hands could go. Take your heart above the water, wherever I choose to go.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. As we continue here, we're going to be bringing up Chuck Coppice, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, at the top of the hour. Nancy mentioned earlier that Eric Holder is there. There's actually 20 House Republicans, I guess. It would be really nice if the Democrats would actually do the right thing by the American people and join with the Republicans and get this dirtbag, scumbag, criminal creep, Eric Holder, out of the administration. This little creep, I'm looking at his picture right now, and it's just making me want to go vomit. This guy has no business anywhere near government. He really has no business anywhere near any other place but prison. And that's the best case scenario. In my opinion, this guy is a war criminal. He's a treasonous person. At a time of war, he's aiding and abetting the enemy. We have a war on drugs in this country, do we not? And has he not engaged in activities that would arm the enemies of our nation? I think he has. Brian Terry was a victim of one of those things. His family has sued the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in the whole Fast and Furious case. And unfortunately, we get this from Cheryl Atkinson, who's been, I got to tell you, folks, she's a bulldog. Even when CBS is spiking her stories, she's still on the case doing the best she can to get the information out. Even if she has to resort to her Twitter feed. She tweeted recently, I think yesterday, Brian Terry's family regarding the case, its case against the federal government. The court tonight granted the defendant's motion to throw our case out of court. Terry's family says, court's reason for ruling against us is the rule that if the victims had received compensation from another government statute, then they can't bring this type of claim. The court found that Congress money given to families of federal law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty and federal workers comp law bars an award in this case. Terry's family says an appeal is possible. So I don't know if they'll appeal or not, but apparently Brian Terry's family had their case thrown out of court. Big surprise, huh? So we got that going on. In the meantime, the carnage continues along the U.S.-Mexican border. Mexican vigilantes are now taking on the drug cartels. There are people, since the Mexican authorities can't seem to get the situation under control or won't, there's a group of Mexican people who have armed themselves. And they are taking on and doing the best they can to defend the civilians down in Mexico. So that's happening. I want to play this because it's not just in Mexico that this drug cartel stuff is going on here, folks. We already have drug cartel members throughout the United States right now.
Oh yeah.
A
lot of them are in Washington D.C. Like Eric Holder.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. But here, I want to play this piece from a local news station in, I guess, Sacramento, and about what some of the ranchers in California are having to deal with. Listen to this.
You shouldn't have to live this way, in fear.
They're the ruthless criminal organizations behind mass murders, assassinations, and kidnappings. And investigators say the Mexican drug cartel is here, secretly living among us. One man says he now patrols his property armed and ready for his own drug war.
In our CBS 13 investigation, Maria Medina treads back into the backcountry for the all-too-real confirmation of the cartel's entrenchment and their refusal to leave.
Somewhere in Calaveras County, a rancher whom we'll only call James for his protection has agreed to take a CBS 13 photographer, producer, and me on a hike through his property. He and his men are all armed, with one serving as a lookout.
That way, if we get in trouble, he can get us some help.
We're repeatedly warned, keep quiet and be ready to confront a violent marijuana militia willing to do anything to protect their pot.
Because you just don't know if you run into somebody that wants to shoot you or stab you.
James is talking about the Mexican drug cartel. Investigators say the cartel has moved in on his land.
14 decapitated bodies were discovered in a vehicle.
There was the summary beheading of 200 migrants.
International news reports reveal the carnage. The cartel infamous for its merciless, menacing, and brutal drug-related crimes in Mexico. They are now his neighbor, low-level workers hired by drug lords to grow marijuana on James's 2,100-acre ranch, more than 1,200 miles away from the deadly border town of Juarez.
And as soon as we seen it was a grow, we backed out of here.
James found the first marijuana grow after discovering tire tracks and footprints, 1,000 plants as tall as 6 feet. This is what's left after Calaveras County Sheriff's investigators got rid of the grow. But there's more to this nightmare for James.
Five, I got six grows on my property.
He's uncovered thousands of pot plants worth millions of dollars. James now believes someone's been working here undetected for at least a couple of years.
Do you ever feel like this problem's ever going to go away?
I feel that it might slow down a little bit, but I don't think it's going to go away.
I believe that the cartel does exist within California.
An undercover Calaveras County Drug Enforcement Sergeant says they've cleared more than 50,000 plants this past year, an estimated street value of more than $50 million. It's a level of organized crime and numbers they can't keep up with.
The persons we arrest generally have no information as to who the actual person is behind that growing operation.
They say they're finding grows operated by the cartel all over Northern California. When growers are forced out of one property, they just simply move on to someone else's. In some cases, they return.
We're a manufacturing point.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Mike Beckwith says he knows why the cartel chooses to work in our area.
This part of Northern California is a very popular area, because especially for the ones that are distributing out of the state, because you just can get to the freeways so quickly.
He's helped prosecute hundreds of cases, including one of the largest drug seizures in his district.
This grow is up off of 80 outside of Auburn.
It's a case with a clear tie to one of the most well-known Mexican drug cartels, La Familia. Investigators found Fausto Diaz with 600 pounds of methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana plants. He worked out of a home in Gilroy that served as a large source for drugs in the Bay Area.
There's a tremendous amount of money involved in it.
It also means
first.
A lot of money property owners like James must spend to clean up the damage and mess left behind.
Yep, they had a scale in there.
So 3 weeks ago, someone was living here.
Yes.
Crude living quarters complete with a mud oven and stove.
All this house should be cleaned up.
James found another grow on his property when he stumbled on this irrigation pipe. The growers had buried it underground and used a pond as a water source.
They tapped a reservoir and, of course, drained all the water, so that affects me and the cattle.
But the most frightening experience for James is when he came face to face with two drug smugglers. Luckily, in that case, they only watched him as he backed away. But he says he's also stumbled on clothing hanging on branches, a sign he's been told that they will kill. And that's why he now carries lethal weapons and wears a bulletproof vest.
It's been 50 years since I've been back here on horseback. You know, I don't even walk it back here.
Because you have no reason.
No reason to, no.
But now you do.
James is now forced to police the vast land that his family's owned for decades, knowing he's sharing it with the most notorious organized criminals in the world. And there's nothing else he can do about it.
You shouldn't have to live this way, in fear, because somebody's on your ground that's willing to shoot you to protect their grow.
And James thinks someone who knows his property showed growers where to go so they wouldn't get caught. He thinks this is an inside job. Those growers have not been arrested. Law enforcement says if you happen to come across a pot grow on your land, walk away and call 911.
This proliferation is happening as funding for California's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement was completely cut from the state budget less than 2 years ago.
All right, folks, we got to take a break. Hour number two is...
With finance.